listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to speak to you about a time when the glory of God was everywhere. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 40, and I'm going to begin towards the end of verse 33 and read to you all the way through the end of verse 35. Here we go. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covering the tabernacle of meeting and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 40 concludes that book of the Bible. And the building of the tabernacle is concluded in that chapter as well. When it was all finished, Moses and his helpers assembled the tent of meeting, and God showed his pleasure with their work by blessing it with the display of his glory. Now, obviously, God was pleased with the obedience of Israel, not so much because he made them do something, but more so because they proved that they really did believe and love him. So God's glory shone. We read, "The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." For this to happen once would be wonderful, but there was an abiding display of God's glory. Exodus chapter 40, verses 36 through 38 tells us that God's glory stayed with Israel in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. He gave them powerful, enduring evidence that he loved them and would not abandon them. It was also proof that God did answer Moses' prayer in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. There, Moses begged that the Lord would always keep his presence with Israel. So in answer to that prayer, God's presence, not only his power, but also his provision and his protection, they would all be with Israel, despite their great sin with the idol of the golden calf. With all this, the book of Exodus ends with great hope and trust in God. Even though Israel was in the middle of a desolate desert, even though they had fierce enemies in the promised land, and even though they were weak and liable to sin and rebellion, God was with them. And that was great reason for faith and confidence. Perhaps in your life, you had a time of sin and rebellion against God, like Israel had with the idol of the golden calf. Even if that's your situation, God can still show you his glory and establish his presence with you. God has made full provision for you in the work of Jesus to rescue and restore you. If many dangers and challenges are ahead in the coming days or months, God can still show you his glory and establish his presence with you. Let the glory of the Lord accompany you today, this coming month, this coming year, as a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. God has drawn close to you in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Let that glory fill your life and fill it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.